Super Bowl also can be heard right here on Sports Radio. The ticket coverage will begin at noon, and it's the Eagles and the Patriots. And I think as the week has gone along, I have found this game much more intriguing than I thought it was going to be when the games were finished 2 weeks ago in the championship games. I'm very interested to see how Nick Foles, who has been the darling of the playoffs so far, stands up in the Super Bowl. Kind of reminds me a little of Jeff Hostetler filling in for Phil Sims when the Giants won the Super Bowl many, many moons ago. And then, of course, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick going for yet another Super Bowl. They are looking for number six. They're 5-2 right now in the Super Bowl. How the Eagles attack him, how they attack the Eagles, and maybe are there any shenanigans involved in this Super Bowl?
Oh, there's going to be shenanigans, Bob. I promise you there'll be some shenanigans. 1.35 billion chicken wings will be eaten on Sunday, so don't forget those kinds of shenanigans. I got all kinds of stats like that if you want them, by the way. We can break down X's and O's, or we can break down Pink's time at the national anthem. But in terms of the football, I think this, if there's one guy that's going to decide this game, and this is a ridiculous comment, it's going to be Nick Foles. I really do. I think he's going to be the X factor. If he comes out and plays great football, I think the Eagles are good enough to beat the Patriots. I like the Eagles' defense. I like the way they handle it. I did see a stat today talking about pressure. I love the Pro Football Focus guys as they break it down, the X's and O's, and do stuff and take you to another level that you can't always figure out on your own. Tom Brady, like three of the last 4 years, and this year is the number one quarterback in the NFL under pressure. And under pressures. Everybody says if you get to Brady, get to Brady, get to Brady, that's the number one way to do it. It doesn't work that way. So the Eagles are going to have to figure out a way to get to Brady and then take it to another level. And I think, you know, defensively, I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But if Nick Foles can match Tom Brady point for point or pass for pass or however it works, which is a ridiculous notion, Nick Foles versus Tom Brady on paper, that's a blowout. I think Nick Foles is going to be able to handle it tomorrow or Sunday.
I think the Eagles' defense is maybe also where things are going to have to happen. I look at the Eagles, and when you look at one of the spots that has given them trouble all season, they've had trouble with good tight ends. The teams with good tight ends, Kansas City's Kelce had a big game against them. Both times they faced the Giants, Evan Engram had a big game against them. And twice against the Redskins, Jordan Reed had a big game against them. If I'm the Eagles, I'm very concerned about Rob Gronkowski. He is the one guy on their offense that I don't know that I can account for. And maybe getting to Brady and handling the line of scrimmage will make the biggest difference. But assuming that Gronk is 100%, it appears he's been cleared to play. Whether he's 100% or whether anybody's 100% at this stage, that remains to be seen.
Sure.
But I think that's a matchup that if I'm the Eagles, I'm really concerned about. If I'm the Patriots, the matchup that I'm really worried about is my offensive line against the Eagles' front seven, because I think the Eagles' front seven is pretty darn good.
The Eagles' front seven is very good, and they're going to get pressure on Brady. But, you know, as I just said, and as Pro Football Focus pointed out, and as we've seen before our eyes for many, many years, it doesn't seem to matter to Tom Brady, even though that's the standard operating procedure. Get after Brady, get in pressure, but it doesn't matter. He still pulls it off. So I like your Gronk, you know, analogy. The Eagles don't have anybody that can block him. And you know that Brady is going to come out and take advantage of that as much as possible. I don't know how much you practice on this. I don't know how much you think about this. But the Patriots have proven that they can win without Gronkowski on the field. But if you can get rid of him somehow, that hit in the last game, it wasn't a dirty, illegal hit. It was a penalty. There was no doubt it was a penalty, but it wasn't a dirty, cheap shot. It was a good, rough, bang-bang football player that resulted in Gronkowski leaving. Figure out a way to get him out of the football game. Don't go out there and be a thug, but if you can get rid of him, that's advantage to Philadelphia easily.
I think when this game is said and done, I have more confidence if the Patriots are down going to the fourth quarter based on past performance
than
if Foles is down. So I think it's important for the Eagles to get in front. And I know the Falcons got in front, the Jaguars got in front, and weren't able to hold on. But I don't think any recipe for the Patriots comes with you coming back from 10 or 14 points down in the fourth quarter.
I didn't get a chance to confirm this, and it's a ridiculous stat. Seventh Super Bowl? No, this is the eighth Super Bowl for Brady and Belichick, right?
Mm-hmm.
In their previous seven Super Bowls together, the Patriots have never scored in the first quarter. I find that to be pretty fascinating. Seven games is a big sample size, especially when you're dealing with Belichick and Brady. Mm-hmm. So jump out on them early. The way this game's going to go on Sunday, the Eagles are going to jump out on them early, whether that stat holds true or not. And then Philadelphia, or then the Patriots are going to come back in the fourth quarter with Brady's hands in the ball in the hands, and you know, let's see what happens. But of course, last year was a completely different Super Bowl, 28-3, and then it got really weird after that.
The Patriots have had a lot of them that have been really weird. I just have a feeling that this year's Super Bowl, like Chris has talked about it, reminding him of a blowout Super Bowl with Denver and Seattle, where all the things started to go against the one team and in favor of the other team, and he sees the Eagles winning big. This Super Bowl of the previous Patriot ones reminds me of the Rams Super Bowl, the first one that Belichick and Brady played together, where they came in as the underdogs. The Rams were the defending champion. The Rams had the team that everybody kind of thought was going to win. And I'm thinking, to me, the Eagles remind me of the Patriots. Not to say that Foles reminds me of Brady,
sure,
but maybe Wentz reminds me of Brady if he was in the game, and that maybe this is a team that nobody expected to be there that really got to be the best team in the league that year and got to the championship game and ended up beating the Rams. So I think it's going to be close. I don't know that it's going to be close enough. I didn't have it picked to go down to the last field goal at the last second like Adam Vinatieri made in 2001, but I think it's going to be close. I have the Eagles winning by 7, and I'm saying it sort of hesitatingly because I think the quarterback edge is so decided for New England, but I'm looking at everything else, and I'm saying I think the Eagles are better here. I think the Eagles are better there. You know, and maybe the one wild card that we don't know, Doug Peterson, only in his second year as a head coach, how does he stand up making the decisions on the spot against Bill Belichick?
So far, so good for that guy. You know, he's been pretty Teflon so far and has done a really nice job. Of course, he's been there before as a player and kind of knows the drill. But, yeah, I mean, this is his first time on the big stage, and matching wits as the head coach against Bill Belichick is always going to be a tough deal. But you go 7 points, I'm going to go I'll go Eagles by 3. I don't think
the Eagles, like the Eagles, too?
I do like the Eagles a lot. I do like the Eagles a lot. And obviously the country likes the Eagles a lot, you know, whether that's jaded feelings toward the Patriots or not. But the Vegas money has been rolling heavily on the Eagles. That line has dropped from 5.5 to, what, roughly 4.5 now. So America wants the Eagles to win it. And I think there's some educated, smart football decision-making that's going into that.
Are you surprised, just on this station, you're picking them? I'm picking him. Chris is picking him. We had Ron Flatter from VSiN out of Las Vegas that's covering at Minnesota. He's picking him. And if I'm not mistaken, if I was listening correctly driving over to the coach's show last night, Lee Sterling, our gambling expert, is picking the Eagles.
Wow.
Are too many people picking the Eagles?
Probably.
Because I thought I was going to be kind of out on an outsider, maybe looking smart if it came through.
I've been sniffing around with my buddies trying to find a bet. Well, I've been looking for somebody that wants to bet on the Patriots because you know I just was curious, and I kind of pulled some buddies and talked to some other buddies. A lot of people I know are picking the Eagles as well, so it's kind of scary that we're all going against Brady and Belichick. That's scary. That's a scary thought for those guys because you know that they're going to come through and probably pull it off.
And the Patriots have had so many close games. I mean, they are 5-2 in the Brady Belichick era in Super Bowls. You could make a case. Well, I guess you could make a case they could have lost to the Rams. But you could have made a case that they should have lost to the Seahawks and probably should have lost last year to the Falcons. So instead of 5-2 right now, they could be sitting at 3-4. Now, for a team to win 3 Super Bowls in the last, what is that, 20 years, 15, 20 years, that's still pretty darn good to win 3 Super Bowls,
yes.
But it's not 5.
No. And let's hope it's not 6. Let's keep the Steelers at 6 and nobody else. I like that stat, and I don't want the Patriots to get to 6.
I think it's better for the league. A lot of people say, well, who does the league want? Or you know, I think the league wanted the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Certainly didn't want Jacksonville.
No, they did not. Do you think the league wants to see the Steelers? I mean, excuse me, the Eagles win? Do you think the league... When I mean the league, I mean...
What's better for the league?
What's better for the league? Is the league better off having the dynasty roll on and people be mad that the Patriots won, or is the league better off to get a new blood at the top of the league, somebody that's never won before?
I think it would help the league if the Eagles won. Or let me phrase it another way. I think it would help the league if the Patriots lost.
Mm-hmm.
3 things need to happen tomorrow. This is a very critical weekend for the NFL, which we all know the issues that they've had. No controversies, no issues, whether it's off the field, officiating, players doing something stupid. they just can't have any controversial headlines for the next 48 hours as they get through this football game. A Patriots loss certainly would help, and a tight game would certainly help as well. I think TV ratings are going to be down for this game. I don't sense the kind of $100 million buzz, 100 million people buzz for the Super Bowl like we have. It's going to still be in that ballpark, and they're going to, at the end of the day, they'll be down, I think, percentage-wise in terms of viewership, because that's the trend we're going, period. But if they can get a close competitive game, if the Patriots can lose, and if it can be a controversial free weekend, that's going to help the NFL going into the offseason.
And are we going to put no what's a catch or no review or no something also in the no controversy, where the game is decided, it's close, it's exciting, but nobody has a beef over how it ended, correct?
Correct. I mean, if the Patriots win and there's a controversial call and three knuckleheads don't stand for the national anthem, the NFL's in trouble.